Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
10 of Rock's most hated songs coming up as we'll sit and spin, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple on who or what was on the other side of the door. Guys, on the couch with my roommate smoking a bunch of weed, and we get a knock on the door, and there's a police officer. I can see through the window. Let my roommate answer it. I'm pretty sure he was getting his car repossessed. And the cop was there with him for some reason. Okay, well, I hid in my room. And they eventually went away with it, with his car. 2004, Baghdad. At the beginning of our block party raids, we approached our first compound silently. And they never knew we were there. Instead of smashing through the door and going in loud in the first house, we went quietly, opening the door that was unlocked, revealing three bomb makers actively making homemade explosives.
Jesus.
In the living room.
Oh.
Guys, my wife and I are dating. We were at my apartment having relations on the couch, which happened to be next door, or next to the front door. All of a sudden, two Mormon missionaries knocked on the door. It startled us at first, but then she started getting loud. They took off pretty quickly. Love the show, guys. That from Robert.
She ought to hung out a little longer.
Guys, I delivered to an old woman once. They came out holding a bottle of antifreeze and a pistol.
Uh-oh.
I said, what the F? What are you doing? She said, nothing, sweetie, just dealing with raccoons.
Oh, damn. All right.
Guys, crazy a pug lady here. I was just on a yoga retreat in beautiful Cancun. I left the sliding glass door open, and when I came back to my room, I startled a cute little white-nosed Cody. He was eating the sugar packets on the coffee table.
What's a Cody, do you know?
It kind of looks like a combination between a raccoon and a prairie dog.
C-O-T-I-E?
C-O-A-T-I. He ran past me with a big white sugar packet hanging out of his mouth. He was way too cute.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm sure that thing could bite you, but that's a very cute animal.
Mm-hmm. Love you guys. That's from Christy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, guy's in there eating sugar. You go ahead, fella. Yeah, take some sugar.
All right, time for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Good day, gentlemen. I use that term loosely. Not a traditional birthday, but today is the birthday for me retiring from the Army. Hopefully that qualifies.
Now, it doesn't qualify, but congratulations,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, absolutely, Jacob. Nice job.
Hey, Jacob, if you're retired from the military, maybe you'll let us go to that Texas Roadhouse with you.
That'd be nice.
Oh, there you go.
Please wish Terry a very happy birthday from her friends who used to work with her. Can we please get an owl hitting the window?
Terry.
Turtle Sex and Coach Ted explaining that a birthday is a day, not an entire month. Thank you, guys. That from the lovely Melanie.
You know, sometimes Coach thinks, people think Coach isn't that smart. He doesn't catch on to stuff. I'm going to guess that Terry's spelled with a two R's and an I, huh? Women, it's a day, your birthday. I might let you extend it to a weekend, but a month? Come on now. It's ridiculous, man.
It is ridiculous.
And it gives you what? It gives you a month to just run rampant, do whatever the hell you
want? Well, my birthday's at the end of the month, so I can really take the full advantage of that.
Yeah.
But I feel like you can't claim it until your birthday, right? You can't claim January because it's so late.
Yeah. Well, it's like that guy that's, you know, that gets in a fight every time. He's like, well, I'm Irish.
Now.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No, it's my birthday month. Now.
All of it shows from beautiful, sunny San Diego, California. Today is my wonderful husband Kyle's 37th lap around the sun. He is an awesome provider, an amazing father to our two kids, Fiona Grace and Leland Graham. Love him very much. Wish him the happiest of birthdays. I think he would love to hear the Dirty Germans tell him how much fun he's going to have at Disneyland today.
As a kid?
Very respectfully, from Christina, wife of the deep sea Navy diver.
Yeah, he's going to find Minnie Mouse and hope to get some deep sea, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so I don't know. So they don't even let us in since the park.
And finally, for the birthdays, happy 40th birthday, Robin. Love Paul and the family. How about a fish sandwich and some Dirty Germans for guys?
Two Oregon fish sandwich?
Yeah, I hope you have a very happy birthday. And tonight, I'm going to come over, and tonight you can bite down on some black schnitzels.
Yeah, how about we can play hide the bratwurst?
Mm.
So you could be my pretzel bun.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I come out here at 5:08. We'll drink and toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Hides like a tomato in a salad.
Right.
Thank you, Miles. A new study looked into what age music hits the hardest for people.
Ooh, all right.
I'm going to guess 14 or 15.
14 or 15.
Yep, I was going to say 12.
Call. 12, not a bad call.
I'll go a little bit higher. I still think it's teenagers, but I'll say 18.
So here's the thing. It's different. For men, it was 16. For women, it was 19.
Really? Right.
And I wonder if... It has to do with just what you're going through in life at the time. I know that we hit puberty at different times. However, women hit it before men, so that's not.
But I feel like women have more emotions that they address. So, like as a guy, right? Grew up listening to rock music. Everything's about being an outcast.
Yeah.
Solid, done. I did not need anything. You can do a love song. You can do your other stuff. But inevitably, it's about being rebellious. So I was cool there, right? And I do think, like, I look at my daughter. There might be something she likes now.
Yeah.
I get the feeling in a year and a half, something else will impress upon her. Like, I was good. Mm-hmm. You're an outcast. Done.
Yeah.
Nothing
also,
else
when
to
you're
hear
living
about.
At home with your parents, you can't exactly rock the hell out.
No. Yeah.
Unless they're not there. And you're still, you're still worried about your neighbors. When you get a car, when you're 16 years old, when you move out, those are the times you're like, I can buy whatever I want. Mm-hmm. I can listen to whatever I want. I have freedom. So for some reason, like, listening to music in the car just kind of sticks.
It's different,
It
man.
Sticks with me different.
Sure.
I think it's also an age where you're... very much just shaped by the stuff you're listening to or watching.
Absolutely.
Like, adults tend to be like, I kind of know what I'm doing, but I don't know.
Yeah. Music is who you want to be versus who you are.
Correct.
Kind of a situation.
And then we lock into what we like and start sounding old.
There you go.
Right?
No kidding.
I mean, that's it.
No kidding.
Right. It is tough. Like, you got to work hard at it to still listen to popular music now and be like, all right, this is what people like.
Yeah.
After discovering that people with cholesterol-lowering genes had lower odds of developing dementia, researchers are now looking into whether or not cholesterol medication may actually help that later in life.
Huh.
All right.
There's okay. no correlation just yet, but they're like, look, there's a tie between people that have the natural ability to lower their cholesterol and staying away from dementia.
Huh.
So maybe this will do it.
I hope that's it.
53% of Americans don't know why we declared independence from Britain in 1776.
That explains a lot.
That explains a lot.
It says it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said 53% don't.
53% of Americans do not know why we did it.
Would they not accept just taxation?
I don't think they know that. I don't think they know that. I think if you said that, they go, oh, yeah, that makes sense, man. I think what he's saying is, like, legitimately, they're like, I don't know, we didn't like people in red trench coats.
Yeah, what that crew went through is a hell of a lot more than we want to do our own thing. Like,
right.
It's a little bit more than that. Yeah. A little bit more than that. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. All right. Because of yesterday's failure, I'm going to give you guys a 99% success chance.
It's not that we failed. It's that you projected that we would nail it, and we simply...
I can't give you 100% anymore.
Right.
99% chance of success. It's an S word. Careful. It's an adjective, and something that is described as this does or involves a lot of sitting.
Sedentary.
There you go.
All right.
We're back.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Where are you at there, Ted?
I don't know. I was just to the...
Something sits a lot. Studies
stationary.
Studies show getting your antioxidants from food sources is better for you than through supplements.
Yeah.
Anything
that you eat
probably
is better than that.
Eating.
I think most of us know though.
53? And the whole point is you do the supplements because, like, I don't feel like eating what blueberries or whatever the hell.
Exactly.
Is berries like? Is that the main one?
Berries are a big one.
Well, as far as an antioxidant goes. But, I mean, like, people are calcium deficient.
Mm.
But also, they might be lactose intolerant.
Well, that sucks.
So you need to take those pills because you can't just be sitting around chugging milk and eating yogurt.
Hey, you can't.
Or whatever. I mean, yeah, it doesn't bother me.
You would just have diarrhea and strong bones. That's a sign of strength.
Diarrhea and strong bones. It turns out that it turns out that how men walk adds to body size when it comes to threat impression. So basically, the way that you walk could make you more intimidating at any size. And that's what they were saying is that, you know, you don't have to be huge to be intimidating. In fact, it's one of the small habits that tells a lot about you.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
So these are the small habits that actually reveal a lot about your personality. It's all about the little things at the end of the day. You know, because I wanted to basically see what little ticks people are seeing that basically that just speak it all out loud. So they start the list with constantly checking your reflection. So do you often find yourself checking your makeup or on your camera app, smoothing your pants, readjusting your jewelry, looking at your outfit? People who are overly aware of their clothes and body are constantly adjusting things. They come across as perfectionist, nervous, unconfident. Worse, they may be perceived as insecure, narcissistic, and unhappy if it happens all the time. Those who take body checking to the extreme may suffer from low self-esteem, depression, anxiety, and eating disorders.
So, I take it as you're a 13-year-old boy because my son and every one of his friends are so worried about their hair all the time.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
The hair is a major thing.
All of them, but it's constant. Like, if you're in a room with them, right, you can be talking to them about anything. They will be attentive. They're smart young men, but 50% of them at any given time, they're kind of reshuffling their hair. And not, like, scratching their head. I mean, like, there's, I don't know, whatever position they believe their hair should be in. It is constant.
Hey, got to be on point all the time. Yep.
It is weird, man.
Yeah. Well, when I was that age, I had a comb in my pocket.
There you go.
You know what? It's kind of the equivalent, right?
Yeah.
And then, I don't
because that's
that going to
get me girls.
And then after a while,
he's got great hair.
Yeah,
we all have hair when we're 12,
right?
Hopefully,
I had bad hair when I was 12.
How do you have bad hair? Well, bad haircuts or just bad hair?
Bad haircuts, but also my hair has always been thin. I have never had good lush hair.
Do you have any pictures of you at 12?
Oh,
I just want to laugh at you. We both know this. I'm not even going to lie to you about it.
I just want to make fun of you. Like I had a Caesar ring at 12, but. I mean, if you look at it, compared to how I have hair equivalent. That's right.
I think my second, eighth grade year was the coolest hair I ever had. And then one practice into freshman football, I buzzed it the next day and then always kept it pretty short.
That was it.
That was kind of it, yeah.
Right.
I thought, you remember, like, you'd shave up underneath it and it'd, like, split it down the middle?
Uh-huh.
But at 14, that was a cool haircut.
I don't know. It's hard not to laugh now.
Deflecting compliments. If your first instinct when somebody compliments you is to deflect, contradict, explain, or otherwise negate the sentiment, you may think that you're being humble and that accepting a compliment makes you seem prideful. But this habit actually shows that you aren't comfortable in who you are, have low self-esteem, and may suffer from imposter syndrome.
I always like to say I know.
I don't know what
to say. Hey, man, good work. Yeah, I know.
I know. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing it. Stupid.
Dumbass.
What you drink. You may mindlessly throw that 12-pack of soda into your shopping cart or order a large pina colada on a night out, but you might want to think twice about what your drink choice reveals about you. According to a study published in Personality and Individual Differences in 2021, researchers found that the people who drank sugary beverages were less likely to think about future consequences and instead tended to make choices to live in the moment.
What so by not taking care of yourself, you're living in the moment?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You kinda or you're projecting, like, I want to be unhealthy. So, but, like, if you're being unhealthy, like, if we're doing drugs, like, I'm not worried about tomorrow, bro. Like, I'm living
moment. Hold my beer while I do this.
Exactly. I always get a beer and a shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
Never changes. Like, what does that say? We're all into the bar. So it doesn't matter the bar I go to. I want to know your beer, and I want a shot of whiskey. Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a basic-ass bitch. I think that's what it says.
I did, yeah. And I don't explain it either, but like this past weekend, right? We drink a lot of cocktails. But then, like, when the race was about to start, I'm like, ooh, sporting event. I need beer.
Beer, yep.
There we go. There's my thin-ass hair.
You actually pulled up a picture?
Yeah, I got one right here. This is when I was 15 years old, I think. Around 15 years old. And while I certainly have a hell of a lot more hair than I do now, it's still on the thinner side.
Look at that little thin patch right up there.
It's obvious that's running away. Doggone it.
Oh, yeah, your hair was not long for the world.
See how long back that is?
You look exactly the way I figured you would look at about 15.
I mean, obviously, I have
more. It's shorter.
I had more hair. Yeah, it's shorter, but it was also thin as hell.
I get it, man.
I had thin hair.
It was a little thin.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. It sucked.
It did. It didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Get it the hell out. Your handwriting. Again, little habits that tell a lot about your personality. Graphology is the analysis of handwriting and how it relates to personality and has been a science since the days of Aristotle. Damn. In fact, your handwriting is such a good measure of who you are that one 2018 study found that using a computer program to analyze a person's handwriting could predict their personality type with about an 80% accuracy.
Damn.
Yeah.
If it's sloppy, I assume you're very successful. It's not about lawyers and doctors. Yeah. As opposed to, like, architects, where they all write in draft style.
Mm-hmm.
You can read anything they write. And the doctor, the only reason I care about the doctor, like, they write you a script. And I'm like, man, like, honestly, I cannot read what you wrote. And then you hand it to a pharmacist, and you see them struggle for a second.
Yeah.
Is this amoxicillin or oxycodone? Like, please get it right. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Your shopping habits. Want to get to know someone better? Take them to the mall. People who love to shop and tend to shop too much are more likely to have personalities classified as hedonistic, extroverted, impulsive, open to new experiences, and maybe a little neurotic.
Sure.
I mean, that's got to be just for dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've met women who don't like to shop.
I have not. Now that you say that out loud, I'm sure they exist. I just have not interacted with them.
Right. And I don't think every girl I've dated is a narcissist. I think they just like to shop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, they're all narcissists.
Every one of them. You know, if you go to the mall, go to, like, Alderwood, right? I think Alderwood is a very, very good mall.
Great mall.
It's still, 80% female skewed.
Yes.
But, right, they understand.
And they're right in that age pocket.
Yes, they are.
I think you can recognize when someone is the main event. In their own mind.
Yes.
You know where I think you can tell? Go to baggage claim at any airport.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
See, if the people that are super dressed down, it looks like they didn't even know they were going to travel today.
Yeah.
Then you have other people where you're like, look, I was on a flight with you. It's a 9-hour flight. Why? Completely made up stiletto heels. And this one woman always comes to mind. Everyone's suitcases are falling out of baggage claim. Most people have the standard black, or they've tied something or a ribbon you can identify. And I just remember seeing these three leopard print full-size suitcases. And my wife and I just looked at each other, and we didn't quite point, but it's like, you know who this is for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, skanky little broad went over there to grab his stuff, looking like she doesn't really know what she's doing. I'm like, somebody is getting laid
tonight. I saw a dude tugging around three Louis Vuitton giant bags, and I helped him get one down. He was very nice. But same thing. You saw the wife.
Yep.
And you could see it in his eyes. I was just like, no. She is super hot, but like, you do this every flight, don't you?
Not a one of these is yours, are they?
He couldn't have been nicer. He's like, you don't have to help me. I'm like, no worries. I was like, oh, you're used to this. This is what you do every flight.
He's like, yes, it is.
Punctuality. Whether you arrive early, on time, or late sends a powerful message about your personality, etiquette, and what motivates you. People who value punctuality are often rule followers and people pleasers, while those who are chronically late may be more self-focused.
Now, by the way, Mike, people on the YouTube stream desperately want to see the picture.
All right, I'll send it to
them. I mean, look, it looks like what you think Mike would look like at 15.
Yeah,
it really does.
Yeah.
You look exactly the way I would have pictured.
Blur out my buddy's faces. Please.
Oh, why? So they're not associated with you?
Exactly.
Jesus.
They're actually making something for themselves.
It's probably their
request. It's been 20 years.
One has been to doggone, like, he's lived in France for years and he's an engineer.
Oh, really?
The other one, I don't know what he did, but he was a hell of a lot smarter than I was. Like,
it's not saying anything.
Yeah, I know. So they're making something about themselves. And then I will leave you with this last and final personality bit that says a lot about you, and you hear it all over the place. Your handshake.
Mm-hmm.
It expresses a lot about you in just a few seconds, according to this PhD, a human behavior expert and author who has developed multiple online psychological behavioral personality assessments. A simple, firm, and brief handshake with one up and down motion shows you have confident personality, while a limp handshake indicates you're insecure, afraid, or shut down. If you use the two-hand arm shake, it indicates aggressiveness or an attempt to dominate. Similarly, shaking hands with your palm down shows that you're dominant, controlling, and possibly aggressive. Never wipe your hand just after you shake an hand with somebody because that indicates that you find the person dirty.
But you want to.
Oh, there's moments you're like,
I touched him.
When I was coming up in school, in radio school, I ran into a friend from high school while I was just doing a booth out there at the college and whatnot, right? And I was like, oh, man, good to see you. And I went up there to shake his hand. And he went,
oh.
He gave me the dead fish.
Right,
and I was
like, come on, man.
You're better than that.
You
should
have told him.
Better than that.
And stand up.
I should have. That was on
me. Well, I know. Sometimes it's tough. You're a super crowded place. And somebody will be like, you don't have to stand up. But generally, that's my role. Like, if you're
going
to
get on your feet.
I'm shaking your hand, yeah.
Right. It just is so like, what are you, a king? Like, oh, here.
Especially if you're meeting somebody for the first time, too.
Correct.
That's my problem, Stephen Hawking. But you can't get up, man? Whatever.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Just sit there. You don't have to get up.
Don't take it personally.
Jesus. A woman in South Korea killed a cockroach in her home, but it came at a cost, Miles.
What was that cost?
About at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Free time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Mr. Brian Cotter of Pueblo, Colorado.
Brian?
Brian. You know Brian. He works as a coroner, and with Halloween approaching, he decided to open his office for a, quote, safe and sweet, family-friendly Halloween party. Now, unfortunately, when he put out the invitation... The local community has not responded to the invite as Brian had hoped, so he ended up canceling the event, and he even posted a Facebook quote saying, our intent was simply to provide a safe, family-friendly opportunity for children and families to enjoy the holiday together as we have provided in the past. It has become clear, however, that the event was not well received by some members of the community. We recognize and respect those concerns, and as such, we've decided to cancel the event. So you got to wonder... What was the blowback on this? The guy's done it before in the past. People seem to enjoy it. Yeah, the blowback is that a few months ago in the month of August, Brian got himself in the hot water when authorities discovered 24 decomposing bodies hidden behind a door in his mortuary. Some of the bodies had been decomposing for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was just keeping them?
He was just keeping them. Keep in mind, this is Pueblo, Colorado. It's not like it's a billion people living there, so... Everybody knows. And when he's like, hey, come down to the office, same place they found the decomposing bodies, doing a haunted house. All of the parents are like, no, we're not going
to
do that.
I like you still like, try to do something nice for you people.
That's his attitude. Like, hey, I've done it before you knew that I was storing dead bodies in the back. Whatever. I respect your wishes.
Now you're all judgy.
Poor Brian, man. No Halloween party in Pueblo where the real dead bodies are decomposing. What can one do? So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
All right, let's get a contestant online for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.